that he belatedly glanced up to watch as the men slid into the bench seat across the table from him. Bert and Larry Harper. The brothers were originally from Curry, but had moved to Tulsa after they'd flunked out of high school. They were both thin and wiry, with dirt-blonde hair and sharply defined faces. They looked and dressed like hillbillies, but they tried to act like they were some sort of badass gangsters. Bert had even tattooed a couple teardrops beneath his eye to add to the illusion. It would have been funny if they weren't so willing to shoot anyone who pissed them off. "Shit," Daniel muttered, scooting toward the edge of the booth. Bert reached out with his leg and planted his cowboy boot at the end of the seat, effectively blocking Daniel's escape.
"Going someplace, Daddy boy?"
the man drawled. Daniel grimaced. He'd been avoiding this meeting for 2 weeks, ever since he'd sobered up long enough to realize that he'd managed to smoke his way through the entire stash of meth that he was supposed to be dealing. The Harper brothers were expecting him to hand over $1,000, or else. The knowledge had gnawed at him for days, but then an unexpected stroke of luck had happened. He'd been offered an employment opportunity that might just save his ass, as long as he could survive this unwelcome meeting.
"It's getting late," he pointedly glanced toward the clock. 10 minutes until 11 p.m.
Bert flashed an ugly smile.
"You run off and you're going to make me think you don't want to spend time with me."
"Yeah," Larry chimed in. "You'll hurt our feelings."
"We're real sensitive that way," Bert added.
Daniel resisted the urge to roll his eyes. The two were idiots, but that didn't make them any less dangerous. Just the opposite. They didn't have any ability to think through their actions to the inevitable conclusions, meaning they shot first and asked questions later.
"Maybe next time."
Daniel placed his palms flat on the table, trying to shove himself upright. He had a brief hope that the two would want to avoid a scene, a hope that was squashed when Bert moved his foot to sharply kick Daniel in the knee.
"Sit," he ordered.
Daniel sucked in a pained breath as he flopped back down.
"No need to get violent."
Larry leaned forward, his blue eyes cold and empty, like he was dead inside, and maybe he was. It was rumored that the Harper brothers' dad had been a mean drunk who liked to knock around his family whenever he bothered to go home.
"If you think that's violent, Danny boy, just wait to see what we have planned for you if I don't get the money you owe us,"
Larry warned. Daniel licked his dry lips. At his very core, he was a coward. Long ago it had bothered him, but now he simply accepted he'd do anything to save his own skin.
"You'll get it," he told them. "Good boy,"
Bert commended, sending his brother a mocking smile.
"See, I told you we could depend on him."
Larry scowled.
"I ain't seen the money."
Bert kept his gaze locked on Daniel.
"He's about to hand it over. Isn't that right, Danny boy? You're not going to prove me a liar, are you?"
Daniel's teeth clenched. Christ, he hated the Harpers. They were crude, disgusting pigs. Sadly, they'd been his drug dealers since he started experimenting in the 9th grade. What choice did he have but to kiss their asses?
"My name is Daniel, not Danny boy," he snapped.
Bert held out his hand.
"I don't care if your name is fucking Santa Claus. Give me the money."
Daniel hunched his shoulders.
"I don't have it on me."
There was a tense pause, emphasizing the silence in the tavern. The sparse crowd had thinned out while Paula was sweeping the floor, clearly preparing to close for the night.
"Then we'll all go together to get it," Bert at last said. "My car's outside."
Daniel swallowed a resigned sigh. He couldn't tell the brothers that he'd used the product he was supposed to be selling for them, or what he'd agreed to do to earn the money to pay them back.
"Look, it's been a little tough to unload what you gave me, but I have a buyer who promised to take the whole stash. We're meeting tomorrow night."
He smoothly lied. Bert narrowed his gaze.
"Do I look stupid?"
Daniel lifted his hand. There was an edge in Bert's voice that warned he was starting to consider the pleasure of putting a bullet through Daniel's heart.
"It's true," Daniel insisted. "I asked you a question."
Bert slammed his hand flat on the table.
"Do I look stupid?"
Daniel gave a cautious shake of his head.
"No."